Though they were born from the same clutch of eggs, Flair was larger than Cinder, and sported a swatch of tiny golden scales running down his spine like a flicker of fire.
"Faster," he'd begged as he flew in circles around her. "Go faster, Cinder."
"Cinder," the voice came again, sharper this time, more urgent. Cinder squinted to see into the dark, cramped cave they'd made their temporary home. Quite the contrast, she thought, a little bitterly, to the beautiful open skies of her dreams. Then again, open skies were dangerous this far south, especially for dragons. Her eyes fell upon her mother, who was standing at the mouth of the cave. Cinder frowned as she caught the worried look in the older dragon's eyes. Her heart panged.
Oh no, what now?
"They've found us," her mother said in a chilling voice that Cinder had never heard her use before. "They've found us, and we must leave. Now, before it's too late." Fear spun down Cinder's spine. She scrambled to her feet, trying to ignore the cramping in her four legs from lying still for so long. She shook out her leathery wings, one by one, then craned her long neck to try to see around her mother's massive body, which was blocking the cave's exit. While dragons didn't have the best eyesight, especially in the dark, her ears could pick up the sounds of battle nearby, and her snout twitched at the strong scent of smoke in the air.
"Who found us, Mother?" she asked,
hating how thin and high-pitched her voice sounded when she was scared. She was already 3 moons old. She should have been braver by now. Flair was the same age, hatched only moments before her, and he wasn't afraid of anything. Why couldn't Cinder be more like her brother? But then, even her mother seemed frightened now, and she was the bravest dragon Cinder knew, the queen of their herd, and she looked absolutely terrified.
"Come, little one," she said, plodding over to nudge Cinder with her snout. "The others are already outside. We cannot waste any more time."
Cinder nodded obediently, trying to get her body to stop shaking, her heart to stop pounding. Taking in a steadying breath, she padded after her mother toward the cave's exit.
"Be brave," she told herself. "You must be brave."
But all thoughts of bravery fled her mind as she stepped out of the cave, leaving her beautiful dreams behind and finding herself in the middle of a horrific nightmare. A forest engulfed by flames, giant trees crashing to the ground, their thick branches snapping like mere twigs. Animals fleeing, their anxious cries of alarm echoing across the land. And then there was the smoke, rising from below and choking the once clean and crisp air, while making it nearly impossible to see. Cinder cringed. This was the worst kind of fire, the kind of fire her parents always warned her and her brother about.
"A careless dragon could burn down the world," her father would tell her. "With great flame comes great responsibility."
Had someone in her herd accidentally started this blaze? But no, her mother's dragons were more careful than that. It had to be the others, the ones who had found them.
"What's happening, Mother?"
she asked, having to yell to be heard over the crackling fire.
"It's the rebels. Father says they want to take our territory."
Cinder turned to find Flair standing not far off. She was somewhat relieved to note that even he looked a bit frightened now.
"The rebels?"
she repeated, trying to understand.
"You mean scream?"
Cinder startled at the sudden sound. She looked up into the sky in time to spot a large male dragon she'd never seen before, popping out from behind the thick smoke. His beady eyes locked on Cinder just before he started dive-bombing in her direction. Cinder cried out in horror, frozen in place as the dragon's jaw hinged open to reveal a mouthful of razor-sharp teeth. Sparks began to dance on his black tongue seconds before he released his flame, fire blasting toward her with full force. Cinder's mother leapt in front of her just in time, taking the brunt of the flame. Dragons were fireproof, sort of, but it still hurt a lot to be burned, and a young dragon's scales were softer than a full-grown adult's, which left them more vulnerable to attack. Cinder winced as the queen